A proposal is in the works to tear down the Orion Pictures building in the Film Row district in the Crossroads. But some say the 1946 building should be preserved. It's not on the National Register, but neither is the district. The building is owned by philanthropist Shirley Helsberg, who's looking for more parking for businesses in two other Crossroads buildings that she owns. Architectural historian and preservation consultant Sidney Milstein helped place one of those buildings, the Vitagraph, on the National Register and hopes the wrecking ball is not the only option for the Orion. I met up with Milstein on site. We're standing in the Crossroads at 17th and Wyandotte, right near the Vitagraph building where the Kansas City Symphony is housed, right across from what's been called the Orion building. Many of the Film Row buildings have characteristics in common in that they had to house film materials, so they had to be very fireproof.
I think there are about 15 buildings within this, what we're calling the Film Row district in Kansas City. Some of the buildings were designed in the Art Deco, such as the Vitagraph that we're standing in front of. It was designed and constructed in 1930. The building in question, for reasons unknown, is called the Orion Building. It was actually designed for the Exhibitions Film Delivery and Service Company in a period of architecture that really came after the Art Deco, and it is designed in the stream. It's more streamlined. It's more of the Art Moderne style of architecture. And yes, you're right. All of these buildings, because of the high flammability, is that a word, of film, the film contains nitrates, and it's highly flammable. The government passed a law that says film must be stored and moved using certain regulations. So that's why a lot of these Film Row exchanges and Film Row buildings popped up throughout the United States beginning in the 1920s.
What makes a building historically significant? I know part of it has to do with age and architecture, but why is one building historically significant over another?
The Vitagraph Exchange is significant for two reasons. One, for its architecture. It's a fine example of the Art Deco. It maintained its integrity even before Shirley purchased the building and renovated the building. It's the largest, not that largest means the best, but it is the mothership, if you will, of Film Row. Because of its architectural beauty and its ties to the industry, this building was listed as a single site, where the building across the street from it, which was originally built for the Exhibitions Film Delivery and Service Company, may not be eligible for listing on its own, but as a contributing resource in a collection of buildings would certainly be eligible for the National Register.
Is it something that you would pursue, or is it something that you're kind of staying away from?
I'm very much in favor of either placing this district on the National Register or rallying the troops once again to maybe discuss what the options are.
In a recent article in the Kansas City Star, Shirley Helsberg said that she'd explored renovating the property, determined it was too costly, and also that it's not significant architecturally, and said that she couldn't come up with a viable use of the building. Based on her extensive experience with preserving buildings like the Vitagraph Building, the Webster House, and many other properties, I would think having her say that would mean that she had explored all of the options.
You know, this isn't a hit-you-in-the-face type of building in that it doesn't scream of a particular architectural style the way, say, the Power and Light Building does or Municipal Auditorium, but it is important architecturally, and it is important from an industrial standpoint, and I think we have to start looking at the more vernacular styles of these greater architectural idioms once again and recognize how important they are for Kansas City.
That's architectural historian and preservation consultant Sidney Milstein.